Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
There is a yellow level 2 warning, and that's for severe thunderstorms over the southern parts of Gauteng, as well as the southern Highveld and escarpment areas of Mpumalanga and places of the northwest in the Free State. Isolated showers and thundershowers also forecast for southern Limpopo. Pretoria up to 24, Joburg 21, Mbombela and Emalahleni 22, Polokwane 23, and Rustenburg up to 25 degrees. You can get the hourly forecast for where you're going to spend your day today. It's at jacaranda.fm.com. Click on the weather tab.
This is in from Donovan, who first he says there's an accident on the N1 North between Malibongwe and William Nicol just after the ETR gantry. And then Mishan has let us know that there's been a multi-vehicle collision on the N1 southbound before the ramp to the Flying Saucer interchange. Two right lanes are closed. The back of the queue is Atterbury, and there is reported this might be a fatal accident.
Police are investigating the death of two learners during a school excursion in Centurion. Gauteng Education says the two boys were from the Daveyton Skills School in Benoni and part of a disciplined camp. They allegedly jumped into the Hennepin River yesterday and drowned. And debt and climate change are back on the agenda when the spring meetings of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank open today. The meetings bring central bankers together with finance and development ministers, academics and representatives from the private sector and civil society to discuss the state of the global economy. A central focus remains the financing of countries as they make the transition to a low-carbon energy future and prepare for the impact of global warming. And with that, looking at our business news. The rand remains at weaker levels against the dollar after the local currency lost about 0.7% against the greenback yesterday. Mounting uncertainty about the situation in the Middle East has spurred demand for the safe haven greenback. Meanwhile, oil prices sank yesterday as traders bet on a de-escalation in the Middle East. Brent crude oil slices. Prices shed around 1%. Gold has also lost some of its shine, down from the weekend's fresh record peak. And China's economy grew far more than expected in the first quarter of 2024, despite a property sector crisis and flagging consumer activity. Data released by Beijing through the night shows GDP rose 5.3%, exceeding analysts' expectations. This morning, a dollar at 19 rand 5 cents, a euro 20 rand 21, a pound 23 rand 66 cents, gold at $2,387.93 per fine ounce, oil at $89.13 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khada de Souza. There's more news at 7.
Well, we know who the finalists for the 2024 edition of the Varsity Cup will be. It's been decided, and the final itself will be decided in Bloemfontein next Monday when Shimla's host UCT Aikies in the final. Aikies produced a sensational performance to beat the defending champions Northwest University Eagles 32-18 in a thrilling encounter at the Fani Du Toi Sports Ground in Ponch. At the Donnie Craven Stadium, Free State University Shimla's outscored the home side by 5-4. For a convincing 38-24 away win over Marties. Sunrisers Hyderabad scored a massive 287-3, which is the highest ever IPL total in beating the Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 25 runs in a night full of records. Batting first, Hyderabad surpassed the previous mark of 277, which they posted last month after a 41-ball century by Travis Head, as well as an explosive 67 by Heinrich Klaassen. The score was the second best in a T20 match after Nepal bludgeoned 314-3 against Mongolia last year. Some football yesterday. Morocco Swallows fought back to hold Mamelodi Sundowns to a 2-2 draw. It was in the DStv Premiership at the Dobsonville Stadium. Sundowns are now 14 points clear at the top of the standings with a game in hand. Cole Palmer scored 4 goals to put Chelsea within touching distance of the Premier League's top 6. That's after a 6-0 drubbing over Everton. And Everton, meanwhile, have officially lodged an